In this week's edition of One on One, Rosie Johnston speaks to Martin Reiner, one of the country's most successful publishers living in Brno.
As well as being a poet and novelist, Martin Reiner is one of this country's most successful publishers. He's been in the business since 1991, first at Brno's Nakladatelství Petrov, which he took over after a year at the helm, and more recently at Nakladatelství Druhé Město, which he set up in 2005. He publishes the Czech Republic's best-selling contemporary writer, Michal Vivek, as well as Jiří Kratochvíl, Ivan Verniš, and indeed himself. I met him in a cafe in sunny downtown Brno, which he moved back to in 1991 after a stint as Culture Ministry spokesperson in Prague.
I needed to go back to Brno from Prague, and I was looking for a new job. I was told, yeah, there is a chance, and I just grasped it, and that's how I became a publisher.
You took over a fully fledged publishing house already. It wasn't that you had to build Petrov up from scratch, or did you take it over and sort of quite drastically change the direction it was going in?
Actually, I had to change the technical way of existing, actually, because when I was not the owner, when I was the director, I had 10 employees. But when I became the owner, I had to stay just by myself because there were no money to pay the employees. That was the most drastic change I had to do. But the kind of books I wanted to publish didn't change.
You said that you had friends amongst maybe the Czech sort of community of poets and authors. Did they sort of help you out?
Most of them were those banned authors before Velvet Revolution, the prohibited authors. And there was a kind of hunger for this kind of literature. And I had a very direct connection to this sphere of literature. That was a big help, because I could publish very interesting titles. And actually, the friendship with those people helped very much.
You are now head of a new publishing firm, which is called Nakladatelství Druhé Město. That's not just a name change. I mean, it's not just a case of you rebranding yourself, is it?
The biggest difference between Petrov and Druhé Město is in the number of titles we are publishing. Because before we finished with Petrov, we did annually. We did annually more than 30 titles. And now it's about 10 titles. But the biggest change was that the Petrov was not only the publishing house. It was sort of a cultural institution. We made festivals, of poetry festivals, those very famous meetings of poets and many other like readings and all this stuff. And I liked it, actually. But after those 15 years, I became kind of tired of it. And I just wanted to make those pocket publishing house, which would bring me money that I needed, of course. But I stopped with those sideways activities.
Nakladatelství Petrov and Nakladatelství Druhé Město, at least both in name, in some way reference the town that we're in right now, which is Brno. I mean, would you say that one of the aims of both of these publishing houses under your sort of guidance has been in some way to represent Brno or put Brno onto the map?
That was never on my mind, actually, because most of those mentioned friends, those poets and novelists, actually were from Prague. And of course, I'm citizen of Brno. It's my hometown, and I like the town, the city, and I know a lot of very interesting people living here and writing here. That's the reason why many of them were published in Petrov and are published in Druhé Město too. But I was never trying to be those local publisher. My ambition always aimed a little bit higher, a little higher, and it never changed. I feel I could move to Prague in the middle of 90s, and certainly it would help the business. I'm quite sure. But the price would be too high for me, because I love the city and I wanted to stay here, and it never changed, actually.
Are there any particular difficulties about working out of Brno, or just kind of hassles that you maybe wouldn't have in Prague?
Okay, I am in quite lively contact with most of my authors, but it's not the same as... always I call them, it's about the publishing house, about the books. But if you can meet them daily in a pub, you can speak about girls, about soccer, about politics and stuff like this, which helps to make a friendship, which is very important in this branch.
Is it fair to say that maybe Michal Vivek is your big author who really earns the publishing house their money, and so that it can then go on and publish lesser known authors, or is that a slight oversimplification?
Definitely, Michal Vivek is the best-selling author in the whole Czech Republic, and of course, he is bringing the biggest sum of money each and every year, the last maybe 12 years, which means he's the kind of this golden egg, and everybody knows it, of course, and there's no secret. Maybe it's like the public secret that he is the biggest supporter, but still he is just one of the many authors, and it's, you know, I'm sure I was very lucky to meet him, and then to get him into Petrov, and later to keep him, like hold him in the publishing house.
Do you get sent hundreds of manuscripts that you have to read through, and then you find new authors that way, or is it really that you sort of generally make friends with people you think they're good authors, and then you publish them, or you know, can up and coming talent reach you through sending their manuscript to you?
You know, when I started in 1991, I had no big idea as a publisher, because it just happened. I became a publisher from day to day, and there was no big idea how to be the best publisher in the Czech Republic. And actually, haven't changed through all those years. Still, the main aim, it's a terrible expression, I mean, it's still what's on my mind first, other people. It's a big joy to work with the people. They are gifted, educated, and sympathetic, and just nice. It's the most important thing for me.